Wednesday, August 27th. Memorial of St. Monica. The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery. Working night and day in order not to burden any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave toward you believers. As you know, we treated each one of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you, and insisting that you walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And for this reason we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. Haydock Commentary. We must necessarily conclude that the apostle speaks here not from vainglory or personal vanity, but in the just right of defending his own character against the aspersions of enemies, and lest the faith of any might be staggered by the calumnies. In such cases, self-praise is not only lawful, but frequently an imperative duty, if confined within the limits of truth. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 through 32. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evildoing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." Haydock Commentary. The Jews, lest they should be defiled with touching sepulchres, whiten them on the outside, in order to distinguish them. But this exterior whiteness, covering interior corruption, was a genuine picture of the Pharisaical character. But these men, says St. Gregory, can have no excuse before the severe judge at the last day. For whilst they show to the view of mankind so beautiful an appearance of virtue, by their very hypocrisy they demonstrate that they are not ignorant how to live well. St. John Chrysostom says, "Tell me, you hypocrite, what pleasure there is in wickedness. Why do you not wish to be what you wish to appear? What it is beautiful to appear is beyond a doubt more beautiful to be. Be therefore what you appear, or appear what you really are." Jesus Christ so often and so boldly condemns the Pharisees because as God he reads their hearts and intentions. But we, who can only judge of overt actions and cannot dive into the secrets of the heart, must never presume to call men's exterior good actions hypocrisy, but judge of men according as we see and know. The hypocrisy of the Pharisees is here criticized, who, whilst they pretended to honor the memory of the prophets, were persecuting even unto death the Lord of the prophets. Jesus Christ foresaw that they would shortly accomplish the wickedness of their fathers in shedding his blood, as their fathers did the blood of the prophets. So says St. Hilary. And although they seemed to honor the prophets and to abhor the murder of the just, it was merely that, in their persecution of Jesus Christ, he might appear to the people neither a prophet nor just. Jesus Christ does not here persuade the Jews to continue on in their wicked ways, as if praising and sanctioning their conduct, but only predicts his own death, which they were about to compass, and which crime would greatly exceed that of their fathers, as he was the greatest and even the Lord of all the other prophets whom their fathers had put to death.